One in five households in small-town Virginia is supported by food stamps. That's according to a recent report from the Commonwealth Institute, and it means congressional efforts to cut $20 billion from the program would disproportionately hurt rural Virginia. Victor Chen at Virginia Commonwealth Institute says support for food stamps has traditionally been bipartisan.
I think what has changed in recent years is you have extreme anti-government activists in Congress who want to get rid of any sort of safety net program. So they are trying to paint food stamps as going to people who don't deserve it.
Salam Butti is director of Virginia Hunger Solutions.
If you don't adhere to the 20 hours a week rule, then you won't be receiving SNAP for, 12 months. That's a terrible penalty in times where we're not sure of whether or not if you're working in retail that you'll get 25 hours one week or 15 hours the next week.
The Farm Bill, which includes cuts to the food stamp program, has already passed the House Agriculture Committee, and it's expected to be up for a vote in the full House in the next few weeks. I'm Michael Pope.